365 days ago, I stood on the floor of this chamber and took the oath of office. And like all of you, I pledge to support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of this Commonwealth. And the Pennsylvania Constitution clearly defines three distinct and co-equal branches of government, with the idea being that competition for authority among the three groups will discourage any one entity from supremacy or tyranny. This idea depends upon checks and balances being actively employed by each branch to monitor the excesses of the other. Mr. President, this resolution is about checks and balances. The constitutional crisis we are under, starting about 3 months ago, has actually been years in the making. For years, Democrat and Republican governors alike, administrations, have clawed away at our co-equal status as a branch of government through executive orders and rules and regulations and policies and procedures and even press releases. For years, the executive has overreached. And I would argue, Mr. President, that that overreach has caused us to have a fourth branch of government known as the bureaucracy. An unelectable, unaccountable bureaucracy that has invaded this Capitol, has invaded our homes, our schools, our places of work, our places of worship, our places of play. Mr. President, this resolution is about the restoration of co-equal governance. Now, let's be clear, Mr. President, the last 3 months, our governor has been in charge by executive order. It was the governor that told the people of Pennsylvania that they couldn't buy a home. It was the governor that told the people of Pennsylvania they couldn't build a home. It was the governor that told the people of Pennsylvania they couldn't leave their home. It was the governor that told the people of Pennsylvania they couldn't buy a car. It was the governor that told the people of Pennsylvania what businesses are and are not life-sustaining, told the people of Pennsylvania that there was a waiver process with no transparency and no accountability whatsoever. Mr. President, it was the governor that told the people of Pennsylvania that they no longer had the right to work and to operate their businesses and to provide for their families and their loved ones. It was the governor, Mr. President, and we've let it happen. For too many years, we have let it happen. And now is the time where we reclaim our co-equal status as our Constitution has founded. You know, Mr. President, we can complain and debate about Washington, D.C., but we're here in Harrisburg. If you want to fix Washington, D.C., then run for office in Washington, D.C. But we're talking about Harrisburg right now, Mr. President. That's why we're here. So, Mr. President, I ask my colleagues to support this resolution to restore our balance of governance as a co-equal branch. You know, we have all had horror stories about our bureaucracy. We heard the gentlelady from Northampton County lament the inadequacy of the response of the bureaucracy at the Department of Health. A few weeks ago, we heard the gentleman from Chester County lament how DEP is unaccountable and unresponsive to his constituents. All 253 of us have stories just like that, and it has to end. And today we take a step in ending that.